Police Chief Robin Henderson.
The Austin Police Department is investigating a series of violent incidents that began this morning and extended into the evening. Based on information obtained over the course of these investigations, we strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents.
The suspect is in custody. American intelligence officials are worried that terrorists may attack targets in the U.S. in retaliation for America's support of Israel in its war against Hamas. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before a Senate committee.
If you just look post October 7th, and I thought the threat was elevated before October 7th, but post October 7th, you've seen a veritable rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations calling for attacks against us.
Israeli forces have entered southern Gaza's largest city in a continuation of their hunt for Hamas leaders. CBS's Chris Livesay is monitoring from Jerusalem.
Israeli forces say they are now in the heart of Khan Yunis, a city they believe to host many Hamas leaders, as well as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians now left with vanishing options for safety. Rushed to the hospital, these sisters breathe fresh air for the first time after being plucked from beneath the rubble after 4 days. I want my mom, says Lana Abu Safi.
Younger voters could help determine the next president, but CBS News correspondent Matt Piper says it appears they're less likely to actually vote.
The Harvard poll finds that 49% of Americans under 30 say they're likely to vote. That's down from 57% from the last election. But polling director John Delavope says this drop in youth enthusiasm does not seem to hurt President Biden in a two-way race with Donald Trump.
Among all young people or registered voters or even the more likely voters, he has solid double-digit leads.
Thousands of professors have been walking out of their lecture halls this week in rolling protests at California State University campuses. KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler says it's part of a campaign for higher salaries for all faculty.
Political science professor James Martell says between the high cost of living and rising inflation, many of his colleagues can barely make ends meet.
One of our demands is to raise the minimum salary of a lecturer up by $10,000 because it's literally unaffordable. And a lot of them, I think, are homeless, actually.
The rolling one-day strike will likely shut down 4 CSU campuses this week.
The professors want a 12% raise. The Cal State system has offered 5%. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled...
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
World headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our executive producer, our all-around great guy and engineer, and a sideshow, Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are coming on the air. The music started, the theme music started, and I'm looking, and Mr. Zommer is taking it off over in the control room.
I was just wearing a sweatshirt that I didn't need. It was a little toastier in here than that.
Reminds me of my high school days.
Also, I didn't know I got promoted to executive producer of the show.
Things roll off my tongue sometimes.
Oh, I know,
But, you know, we always appreciate everything you do for us, Mr. Zommers. No, back in high school, I played cymbals in the band. And our band director, the great Lauren Jensen, who was she was the first female to be a drummer for Mike LaCrone in the UW Marching Band.
Oh, awesome.
Back in the day. And she was our high school band instructor, Lauren Jensen. And so we'd have a lot of fun, as the Badger Band does, of course. And so she would play the stripper during pep bands, like for high school basketball or wrestling and whatnot. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so she taught me, if you've ever seen the Badger Band perform, the cymbal players, they twirl the cymbal. So you hit them in the, up in the air, they twirl. It's spectacular. She taught me how to do that. And so I was one of the few people for a long time back in the 80s in the high school level who could twirl cymbals at the University of Wisconsin band
level.
And so we would play the stripper during halftime shows. And I don't know how it all started. I really don't. I'm not sure if it was a dare or what not. But I started kind of like doing a little dance on the pep band stage while I twirled the cymbals and during the stripper. And then it got to be where I would jump off the stage and I would go into the middle of the floor and start doing like a dance with the cymbals. And then I would always pick out like a middle-aged woman from the crowd and kind of like do a lap dance, mind you, it was high school, but would twirl the cymbals during the stripper. So I can say I kept my clothes on, but there was a point in my life where I was a cymbal stripper.
You learn something new every day.
little known facts about Todd Allball. Each and every day, we're glad you're here on the 5th of December, 2023.
Got a little message on Facebook from Robert. Oh, Todd, that is a great memory. I miss Miss Jensen.
Right? Rob was in the band, too, back home in the RC. Yeah, Lauren Jensen. She was the one, and as it turns out, Rob will tell you it's true. I've always been a bit scatterbrained and would be forgetful or leave things around. And she would say, Todd, you would lose your left nut if it wasn't attached. And you know what? She was absolutely right. So we taught us how to, like, you know, do the stop at the top, you know, step like UW marching band does. And then we did like 3/4 turns. I mean, we were fancy stuff. We were pretty darn good for a high school band. So.
And Rob confirms that she did say that about you losing things.
There were other things that may or may not have been said that we won't share on the air. But yeah, it was a good time had by all back in the high school band. We're going to have a great time at the bottom of the hour at 12:30. Our friend and colleague, the great Luke Mathers, joins us for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We'll get his take on news headlines, sports as well. Speaking of, we'll wait till the bottom of the hour, but the Wisconsin Badger basketball team is in the top 25 now after their big win over number 3 Marquette over the weekend, and they're going to be traveling, opening the Big Ten season on the road at East Lansing against Tom Izzo, who in a rare early season is not ranked. So the Badgers at 23, Michigan State, Sparty, not ranked, and that is available tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Courtesy of the Badger Radio Network, game time tip off at 6 p.m. our time. And you better have your Civic Media app downloaded to listen to it on Civic Media. Why? Because tonight's Badger basketball game is only televised on Peacock. That's right. So there you go. You can only have to have the Peacock in order to watch it on TV. So much.
I want to see your Peacock. Your Peacock.
All right. Thank you. Only on Peacock. So much better to tune in. Now, if you live in Richland Center, you can listen on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 100.9, or pardon, 107.7 in Richland Center. Also listen on WRJN down in Racine, Kenosha. Up in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR and in Amory at WLAK. But if you're not in one of those fine cities, you can download the Civic Media app. I encourage you to go to WRCE, but any one of those stations, you can stream the game. Tonight, the Badgers take on Michigan State at 6 p.m. And listen to the great Matt LePay. Nobody calls a game better than Matt LePay. We are so lucky and fortunate to have him on the call for the Wisconsin Badgers. So we got Luke Mathers coming up at the bottom of the hour, and also some other fun things. We're going to do that What's Worse that we didn't get to yesterday. So we've got What's Worse coming. But today I want to start by looking at where we kind of left off yesterday, as we have new news, an update on the menage a trois that is the Republican Party in Florida. If you missed this yesterday, multiple sources, it was one of the sources that really broke this story was the Florida Trident, a news organization in Florida, and picked up by the Washington Post and others, the head of the Republican Party in Florida and his wife, who is one of the co-founders of Moms for Liberty, have been exposed and caught up in a sexual threesome menage a trois with another woman. And that's the hypocrisy part of this. But there is a very serious side of this, because what happened, allegedly, according to criminal complaints and police reports, is that when Christian Ziegler, who is the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, wanted to get together with this other woman and his wife, the founder, co-founder of Moms for Liberty, for a menage a trois, the other woman said no because she found out the wife wasn't going to be involved. And she said, her words, "I'm really only there for her," unquote. And allegedly, Christian Ziegler became so enraged that he showed up at this other woman's house unannounced and allegedly raped her and filmed him doing it. Now, according to the Trident this morning, the Florida Trident, in an update, in an email sent to top Republican officials, by the way, top Senate and their House or Assembly and Governor Ron DeSantis, all calling for Florida GOP Chair Kristen Ziegler to step down. Now in an email sent to top Republican officials in Florida, embattled state GOP Chairman Kristen Ziegler characterizes himself as the victim in an ongoing rape investigation being conducted by Sarasota's police department. The 40-year-old Ziegler calls it, quote, an attack, unquote. Not on the victim in the case, but himself. He claims he's being targeted and notes that anyone, quote unquote, can file a rape complaint. Ziegler promises to later reveal information about the motive and who is behind the ordeal. Quote, "We have a country to save, and I'm not going to let false allegations of crime put that mission on the bench as I wait for the process to wrap up," unquote, wrote Ziegler. He went on to say, quote, "Thank you to all who have reached out in support," unquote. This is amazing and disturbing and sick. Here's a guy who literally and figuratively got caught with his pants down, exposed. I mean, remember, these are the people, this guy, the Florida Republican Party chair, and his wife, the co-founder for Moms for Liberty, these are the people who are attacking Disney World and Disney as being pro-gay. These are the people who passed the alleged don't say gay bill in Florida. These are the people who are banning books in Florida schools and libraries because, in their words, they depict pornography, unquote. You know, pornography, like helping teenage girls understand their first menstrual cycle, helping kids understand their own bodies and sexuality. You know, that kind of pornography. Of course, I'm saying that sarcastically. So these are the people, this Ziegler and his wife, who have been attacking LGBTQ folks. And now it comes out that allegedly they were involved in an ongoing sexual threesome, a menage a trois, with another woman. And now this clown, apparently, because there are tapes, according to police, allegedly raped the other woman when his wife didn't want to be involved on that particular instance. And he's claiming to be the victim, claiming he was set up. The story goes on in the Florida Trident. But now, with the release of a sworn police affidavit, we're past the allegation phase and have actual facts. And those facts alone are damning, primarily to Ziegler, a virulent MAGA cultural warrior, who has said anyone objecting to Florida's so-called don't say gay legislation is, quote, perverted, unquote. But also to his wife, Bridget Ziegler, a Sarasota school board member and co-founder of the right-wing book banning group Moms for Liberty. How's that for the pot calling the kettle black? This guy says if you don't support the don't say gay legislation, you're perverted. And behind closed doors, the guy's having a bisexual gay encounter with his wife and another woman. According to the Florida Trident, but most importantly, those facts are heartbreaking for the victim in this case. The anyone who Ziegler claims is targeting him, a friend in a 911 call described her as someone falling deeper and deeper into drug addiction and terrified of leaving her apartment after Ziegler showed up there, attacked her, and recorded it on his cell phone. And I'm leaving some of the graphic details out because I just don't think we need to say it verbatim. A horrific attack. The Republican Party chairman of Florida and the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Back with more on the other side, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the hypocrisy that is today's Republican Party. Back after this.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 12 noon, along with Mr. Sommers on the board. Appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just after the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Your chance to call in, talk to Lukester, and ask a question, news, sports, whatever you want to do. Right now, across the Florida wires today, according to the Florida Trident and other sources, now the Florida chairman of the Republican Party, Christian Ziegler, details are coming out in these allegations, and for legal reasons, that's why we have to keep saying allegedly. But pretty clear that now the facts are coming out that the Florida Republican Party chairman and his wife, who is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, the hate group that has quoted Adolf Hitler in some of their publications and attacks LGBTQ folks, amongst others, has been seemingly caught up in a sexual menage a trois threesome. And when the Moms for Liberty co-founder didn't want to participate in one encounter, the other woman said, no, I don't want to do it if the other woman isn't here, because I really am in it for her. So the chairman of the Republican Party, the husband, gets so ticked off that he goes to the house and allegedly rapes this other woman and records it.
back to this story in the Florida Trident. Ziegler, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, admitted he had sex with a woman and recorded it. And afterward, he did something in recorded phone calls with the woman that he did not mention in his email to Republican officials. He apologized to the woman and offered to help her financially and otherwise. He also told this woman that he allegedly raped that his wife, Bridget Ziegler, would be, quote, in next time, unquote, for another threesome. So at the same time this guy is claiming to be the victim, now police have evidence that he sent an email to this woman apologizing for what he did. Of course, offering her money, right? Of course, offering her money. And said that his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, Bridget Ziegler, would, quote, be in next time, unquote, for another threesome. Does not exactly sound like someone who is innocent to me, but I'm no attorney. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Madison on WMDX. Jesse and Madison, appreciate you listening. What say you?
Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I want to say I appreciate you not going into the nitty-gritty details. I think sometimes, you know, in the media, there's a sense to sensationalize something in order to get more eyeballs, more conversation. But I think as grown adults, we can recognize the hypocrisy and the assault, you know, these criminal felonies being alleged without going into such detail that, you know, actually, unfortunately, you know, other hosts on this network have sometimes gone into, not realizing how many women in our society have actually been sexually assaulted before and how they re-go through that trauma when they hear, you know, over-the-top details. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. And thank you for pointing out that it's a mixture of both hypocrisy and the assault. I think that's really key.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks for calling. Look, you know, we only do our show and everybody has to make their own decisions. But in this case, I just don't feel that the details do anything to advance the story. As you said, I know, you know, obviously I'm male, not female. And thank God I've never gone through a sexual assault like that. But I do understand that sometimes things can be triggering for those who have. And people can go to the Florida Trident yourselves or other sources. And if you want to see the details, you could do that. I'm not going to do that on this program. Suffice it to say the allegation is rape. I don't think that, you know, rape is rape, right? I mean, we don't need to go into details on that. But Jesse, I appreciate the call. And you're right. I mean, it's twofold, this story. And I said this yesterday. I want to be very clear. There's nothing funny. There's nothing entertaining. There's only sadness when it comes to allegations of rape and a victim here. But I'd also be turning a blind eye if I didn't point out the hypocrisy of this. And again, you know, this is not about judging people what they do in their own bedroom, as long as everybody is consensual and safe. What this is about is two people, prominent people in the modern day MAGA Republican movement who have made it their mission. This chairman, Christian Ziegler of the Republican Party, and his wife, Bridget Ziegler, co-founder of Moms for Liberty, they have put themselves out in the public and made it their mission. And again, they couch this all with religion, saying they're called by God to point out what they view as other people's sins and proclaim judgment. Which, of course, if you're actually familiar with the Bible, is not what we're called to do as humans. Judgment is supposed to be left for Christ. But they ignore that and decide to judge others, and not just judge, but particularly Moms for Liberty and this guy, her husband, Christian Ziegler, start saying that you're a pervert if you don't agree with the Don't Say Gay bill, that you're less than, that you're flawed, that you're not human. And people are, you know, dying death by suicide over stuff like this, particularly teenagers who think there is something wrong with them, that they won't be loved, they won't be accepted. Materials that would help them understand, scientific type of materials and books that would help them understand, are being taken away from them. And then, as we find out by the reporting of the Florida Trident and others, it appears, allegedly, but now we have evidence, that these people who are condemning others, passing judgment, in many cases are at least partly to blame the cause of teen suicide, they themselves are doing the exact same thing behind closed doors, and worse. And worse, because the guy is allegedly involved in forcing himself on someone and raping her. And instead of admitting or being humble, they lash out and call themselves the victims. And immediately, you know, put politics into it. We have a quote, we have a country to save. I'm not going to let false allegations of crime put that mission on the bench. First and foremost, what does he think about? Getting Trump elected. Spreading the MAGA movement message. That's what I find so rich and disturbing all at the same time about this story. And that's why I think we have to talk about it. We have to point this out so that when these people say other goofy things, you say, look, take this with a grain of salt, because here are the facts behind it. We're going to come back with our factually great colleague. He is Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke on the other side. News, sports, fun. You're not going to want to miss it.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. It was a day of terror in two cities in Texas. Police say a man they have in custody shot and killed two people in San Antonio and four people in Austin. They say he also shot a school officer in Austin, an Austin police officer, and a cyclist. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Austin said that the suspect had links to this residence here on Port Royal. Deputies were dispatched to Port Royal, where they initially tried to make contact. I believe they saw water coming out of the residence, appearing as if something was leaking inside.
The FBI is warning that terrorist groups may try to attack targets in the U.S. in retaliation for America's support of Israel in its war against Hamas. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
There is no specific or credible threat here at home, and FBI Director Christopher Wray testified there's nothing to indicate Hamas has the intent or capability to conduct operations inside the U.S. But Wray said the Bureau has not discounted the possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mostly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 50. By Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high near 48. We are going to drop back into the 30s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 35 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Is that referring to my striptease dancing from high school? Is it?
Perhaps.
Your dance class last night.
Yes, yes. That's what I was referring to.
Jeez, where did you jump to?
Well, we talked about the I used to do a striptease. I kept my clothes on with my cymbals back in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we have, thank you, Mr. Zombers. I appreciate it. Mr. Aaron Zombers, our producer engineer, and our executive producer of the mothership and the company as a whole, Mr. Luke Mathers, joins us each and every Tuesday for Tuesday Tensions with Luke. And Lukester, how the heck are you?
Doing well, Todd. How about yourself?
I am well. I want to jump right into it because we're going to talk about our colleague, a brand new show on Civic Media. I, however, did not get to listen last night because on Monday nights, I joined my sister and many others for the Betty Hayes School of Dance alumni dance class.
You were learning from the dancing queen.
There is no bigger dancing queen than Betty Hayes Baxter. Front page story this week in the Wisconsin State Journal above the fold, because Betty Hayes Baxter from Avoca, Wisconsin, which is in the listening area of WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin, became recognized recently by the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest teaching dance instructor of the world.
Wow.
She's 93 and still teaching dance.
That is impressive. Hats off to her.
Betty Hayes Baxter. I saw her last night via Zoom. I mean, she's more with it than I am.
She's not slowing down in one bit.
Not slowing down a bit. Looks fantastic.
There you go.
So I was learning from the Dancing Queen last night. But for those other people that might not have been, tell us about this brand new show on Civic Media.
Yeah, the brand new program, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, airs across Civic Media 8 to 10 p.m. every weeknight. Inaugural show last night. Mm-hmm. Pete and his producer, Conrad, kicked off the show talking about Christmas movies. It was a big one, yeah. So there was a number of different topics. It's going to be focused, though, a little bit less of what we're doing with current events and the day-to-day news. More entertainment variety hour. And talking about pop cultural topics across the Civic Media Network. So Pete is an actor, comedian. He brings a lot of depth to those conversations. And you're going to want to tune in every single weeknight, 8 to 10 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen to the podcast version of last night's show, the premiere episode. And I mean, normally at 6 or 8 o'clock at night, I'm just, you know, sitting at home doing laundry, so I don't.
Yeah, and Pete likes to brand the 2 hours of the show as enough time to go to Hollywood and back and still be in bed by 10.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so you can listen across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can download the Civic Media app, and if you're on the go, or if you're at home doing laundry, you can tune in for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba 8 to 10 every single weeknight. You don't have a dedicated laundry day? You do laundry just any day out of the week?
I do laundry when I'm fresh out.
Okay.
Kind of like when I buy groceries. I just go, oh, I guess I've got nothing to eat. I guess I got to go. I got to go.
You know, I How wish I could say I was more organized than that, but I'm not.
We're more of a household of routine.
And I wish I was.
Laundry days, grocery days. It's very
I wish I were more.
I like habits. I'm a creature of habit. So therefore, I form habits and not always the best ones, but I think the ones that keep the house clean and the fridge stocked are good ones. So
see, you're amazing.
No.
I think you are. I wish I were more like that, but no, sadly, I'm more scatterbrained. I'm just kind of like, my whole life is a triage operation room. Just
that's most of my life too. And my better half keeps me in line. So she's the one that likes the order just as much as I do. She's better at keeping that order, and I have to thank her for that.
Speaking of order, the basketball order has been realigned at least a bit in Wisconsin. Big game over the weekend. You heard it across Civic Media on the Badger Radio Network as the Badgers took down number 3, the Marquette Golden Eagles at the Kohl Center.
All in day's work for that matchup, third in a row. First time, I believe, since the 1960s that either Marquette or Wisconsin has won 3 in a row against the other. So the Badgers, I think, it's a good team. There's been a lot of young talent on the team these last couple of years. I think there's going to be a lot more development of those younger players. And the individuals that have been playing together for some time now are going to take the Badgers places this season. I'm excited for it.
As someone who's followed this team, because I went to UW Platteville and was I was the worst half of the voice of the Pioneers. my broadcast partner Kevin O'Connor was the better half. We used to say our promo for the on air broadcast team was, one of these guys knows Pioneer sports like the back of his hand. We just hope the other one can find the stadium. that was me. I was not the guy who knew it. So anyway, but Kevin and I would do these. And so Bo Ryan was the head coach there at the time. And of course, he went on to UW Milwaukee and then to did great things at Wisconsin. So I'm a longtime follower of and to me, I think one of the things that Greg Gard does, I can't believe that. I think he's his 8th year or something like that.
It's that many already. I was thinking it was 6 or 7, but
COVID
8,
time. COVID time, right?
Yeah, time is a weird thing now.
And I think for one of the first, maybe only times so far in the Greg Gard tenure, depth he's never had before.
Yeah, and so it's been a lot of young talent that's gone through. I mean, when you have Johnny Davis come in and only play a couple of years and then leave for the NBA, it's hard to build a team around some talent like that is only going to be at the school for a little while. But now we've got a core group of players that have been playing together for some time, and I think that depth and that bench building that's been occurring over the past couple of years. It's going to be really fun to see, and they're going to open up conference play tonight. Big Ten play begins this evening. The Badgers heading to Michigan State, going to be out there in East Lansing taking on the Spartans, and it should be a really, really good game for a tip-off, and you can listen.
Right
here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
6 p.m. your tip-off time, and you better listen because you can't watch it unless you got the Peacock.
It's another one of those?
It's another Peacock.
I'll be listening then.
The dang Peacock has taken over.
These streaming apps.
I know. So, but you're better off, quite frankly, listening to Matt LaPay and whoever is. They kind of go back and forth between Charlie Wills now and Brian Butch.
Oh, okay.
On the analyst side. But Matt LaPay, your consistent play-by-play announcer on the Badger Network. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, on WRJN down in Kenosha, Racine, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory. And because we get to do it on college sports, you can also hear it on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, RJN, though, taking the Bucks because there's a pop-up. That's right. Yes, there's a pop-up game.
It was, all right, let's get to it.
You don't like the in-season tournament. No, you're not a fan. You're not a fan.
I'm not because I'm not. And I love the Bucks. I love Giannis. I love everything about it. I'm a supporter. As I said before, I've just historically not been a passionate NBA fan. Yeah. And it's all I could do to get follow everything else. And now they throw in this
soccer
style tournament in the middle of the season. Well, it just messes me up.
There's only 8 teams left. After tonight, there's only going to be 4 teams left. So it should be pretty easy to follow from this point here on out. If the Bucks win tonight against the New York Knicks, they're hosting the Knicks at the Pfizer Forum. If they win tonight against the Knicks, they are then punching their ticket to Vegas. They'll play up to 2 games over the weekend then. The semifinals would be against the winner of whoever else is left in the East. I want to say it is Boston and the Pacers. So Indianapolis and Boston are going to play against each other either tonight. I think tonight as well. I don't follow their schedule. I only care once they're against the Bucks. Right. But then you got 4 teams left in the West as well. The winner of the East then will go up against the winner of the West in that finals game, and that's the chance for the teams, the players, the coaches to win some money on the line from here on out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I can't imagine if I was a Buck and it was this kind of weather, a little dreary out here in Wisconsin this week, why not want to go to Vegas? Why not want to go win a trophy and some prize money that goes with it?
Well, speaking of warm places to go, if you're a Wisconsin football fan, Badgers kind of got a lot of people thought they were going to end up in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And when all the pairings came out, Wisconsin Badgers coach Luke Fickell find themselves in balmy Tampa Bay for the, what is it, Reliquist Bowl? Whatever the heck that
Reliquist?
Is. Oh, Reliquist?
Something like that.
I can think of it as like that throat logic. Ricola. The Ricola Bowl.
No, I believe this is the Outback Bowl.
It was previously the Outback Bowl.
Yeah. So it's kind of that, the Badgers have been to the Outback Bowl in recent years. Yes. It's strange to me how you have an iconic bowl like some of these are, and they get renamed through all these other sponsors.
I know.
But it carries some weight. I mean, the Outback Bowl was one of New Year's Day. That's going to be, I think, great. Great being able to watch or stream that, because across the Civic Media Network, we are your Badger affiliate in several different markets across the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to be very excited for the Badgers. LSU, though, ranked team and everything, it's going to be and Badgers have a pretty good record in recent years in bowl games. So I'm hoping that they can continue that record going and beat up on the Tigers a little bit.
It could be very interesting. You know, their star quarterback at LSU, as of the sporting coach Brian Kelly, said that he had not decided whether he's going to play in that bowl game. The Badgers, basically their wide receiver room, including Chimere Dike, have entered the transfer portal. The wide receiver coach for the Badgers is going to Notre Dame. So what do you make all this, Luke? I mean, these players now, ones who are graduating even, are sitting this out if they want to go to the next level. These bowl games, it's not like you get the actual teams from regular season.
Well, the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh away. Because, I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic, and I think a lot of the programs around the country are still figuring out what the transfer portal can mean for their organizations, and you have a lot of fun with it. I mean, heck, the Badgers got to experience Russell Wilson before going to the NFL because of the transfer portal. And some players make the decision, I believe. I mean, Russ still played in that Rose Bowl because he wanted to improve his draft stock. Right. And so it is an interesting kind of approach that players will take if they know, because of the raving reviews of their regular season schedule, that they're going to be a high draft pick. You're going to have players that just choose to sit it out rather than risk getting injured in a game that doesn't mean a whole lot at that point. It's not for a conference title. Bowl games are exciting, but they're not necessarily as exciting as losing the value that you can get individually as a drafted player in the upcoming NFL draft. And so you will see players like Caleb Williams, who's expected to be the number one prospect for the NFL this year. There's no point in me playing. But then you do have the Russell Wilsons as well. They're like, I want to play. I want to increase my draft value. I think that going out there and showing all of these NFL teams what I can do will help me get a better draft pick and be a better player eventually. So it's kind of case by case. It'll be interesting to see how the Badgers kind of lose players through the transfer portal, but then also gain them as well.
I'm just fascinated by this whole name, image, likeness now, because of course now players can get quote unquote paid, not directly in a check, but they get endorsement deals for their name, image, likeness. Last night, and I forget the guy's name off the top of my head, I believe it was Edge from Syracuse, committed to the Badgers last night in the transfer portal from Syracuse.
Yep, linebacker, outside linebacker, so edge player.
This morning, the kid decommitted from the Badgers.
Really?
And what is being blamed, and I didn't know this until this morning, that they can't have an agent like to go into the NFL while you're still an NCAA player, but you can have a name, image, and likeness agent. And apparently this idiot got the kid a better name, image, and likeness deal between Oregon State and Baylor. Oregon State doesn't even have a conference yet officially. I think they're going to play in the West, or whatever, the Mountain West next year. But overnight, the kid commits to Wisconsin and then decommits all over name, image, and likeness.
I saw he committed. I did not see the decommitted this morning, so that's interesting. It's kind of like the wild, wild west right now.
It is.
I think the old system necessarily was not the best, because you had players that just could lose everything if they accepted money in any regard, even though they were struggling just to be able to feed themselves and while participating in the most profitable division or sport in college sports, where you get nothing in return. So I think it's better than the past, but there are still a lot of things to work out in the new system.
More things to work out indeed with Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents with the great Luke Mathers on the other side. Give us a call if you want to talk to Lukester. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on Civic Media.
93.5 The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tallable show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The freedom to vote, the freedom to do as you choose, the freedom to have your team in the college football playoffs. I'm not sure where I'm going with that, but welcome back to the show. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Let's go across the pond quickly to our friend Jay in London in the UK. Jay, always good to hear from you. I'm up against the clock, but what say you?
Yeah, I want to report you to Luke. You know what you did?
What I do?
You said the Chiefs are going to beat the Packers. I was listening. What? I said this guy.
What did I say?
You said the Packers. Yeah, you said the Chiefs are going to beat the Packers. What it is?
I did say that, actually. I said I wanted the Packers to win, but I
said, to be fair, he also thought the Lions were going to beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. Todd's not that great at calling the games right now.
There is a reason I don't gamble.
So you see, you are now making me just watch football. I said to myself, I'm gonna call him and report him to Luke.
I know. I've been reported. See, now you've put something in my personal file. Todd is a bad prognosticator, as it turns out.
How is everyone doing? Good?
We're doing great, Jay. How are things across the pond? Any big news in the UK?
They're fighting about immigration. Parliament is fighting about these immigration stuff. Now they want to send people to Rwanda.
Good gravy. Well, I wish they get back to talking about, you know, King Charles or Boris Yeltsin's hair.
Oh, indeed.
Boris Johnson, sorry. Boris Yeltsin's dead and buried. See, this is what happens when there's no leash on Todd.
Yeah, I said Prince Harry is having a bit of a problem at the Royal Court of Justice. He's having some tanglement with the Home Office. He wants security. The Home Office is doing something. I don't know what all about.
All right. Well, Jay, always a pleasure to hear from you. You're welcome anytime. Thanks a lot, Jay, our friend from London in the UK. Time now at 12:52 for a brand new segment that we have no open for because Todd forgot to do it. But this is fantastic.
It's a workshop, folks.
Because
we're just workshopping it.
Pitched this to me a couple weeks ago, and I forgot. This is a new segment we're going to start on Tuesdays called What Grinds My Gears? Luke Mathers, What Grinds Your Gears?
Well, I brought it up because I had this, one of the neighbors on our street just decided to put out just a somewhat nice looking couch. Like, it did not look like it was, you could see like kind of rundown couches and understand that.
You live in Sun Prairie, right?
Yes.
You're going to find that all the time.
No, but I'm saying, like, it was such a nice, like, it was a nice looking couch, and it just sat out, and then the snow came, and just sat out on the curb, and it sat out on the curb, and I kept seeing this couch, and it's like, what do you expect for the, I just don't understand, like, how.
It bothered you.
Yeah, it did. It really ground my gears. Yeah. Yeah, grinded my gears.
And I suggested, Luke and I share an office, and I said to Luke, I said, well, did you ever think that maybe a dog peed on it?
And I had not considered that, but there's cleaners, there's ways to be able to take care of that, or there's donation centers that accepts, you know,
pee-upon couches.
Yeah, hey man, if you ever buy a couch from Goodwill, you're buying a couch from Goodwill. You know what the options are. I'm just saying, anything could be out there. You don't know what it is. Right. I mean, if no harm, no foul. If you didn't know about it, what's the big deal?
But also, honestly. Furniture on the curb in Sun Prairie. Half the furniture in my apartment is from the curb in Sun Prairie, and it was essentially brand new. I'm not exaggerating. Really? It's probably literally half.
Hey, I have still in my house some furniture that I participated in Hippie Christmas and, found something here on the streets of Madison. Like, I'm not against it, but, like, it's also just... That's during Hippie Christmas. It's kind of like an accepted
rule. Explain for people out state what Hippie Christmas is.
Well, if you live anywhere near a college campus, Madison kind of just does it up all on one weekend, but I'm sure this is an occurrence across...
Because the leases are stupid.
Everybody has a lease that's up almost around the same exact time.
Yeah.
So there's a magical time of the year where perfectly fine things get left on the curb, and you just have to be ready to be able to, you know, check it out, see if a dog maybe peed on it, or if there's a missing cabinet out of one of the chest drawers or something like that. But you throw the furniture in your car, and then you got a brand new piece of furniture.
Right. It's a great shopping mechanism.
Mid-August every year here in Madison. It varies, I'm sure, in college towns across the state and the country. But Hippie Christmas is a great thing. But just throwing off a couch... not in the middle of Hippie Christmas, and expecting either the excellent individuals of the Public Works Department to come and pick it up, or it just to disappear without you knowing how it gets taken care of. Like, there's things that you can donate. There's places you can donate to. There's other methods to go about it. And it was there for several weeks, and it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It was grinding my gears.
It was. I can tell you personally, it was grinding his gears because he kept talking about it.
Couch was still there. It's gone. Now,
is it?
It's been taken care of, but
you're a very environmentally conscious person.
Yeah, there's ways to dispose. Like, there's upcycling. There's donations. There's ways to like get rid of things that you don't want anymore that are better than just being like, I'm gonna put it on the curb and let somebody else take care of it.
Here's what I found fascinating: that you know this person.
Well, they're a neighbor.
I said, why didn't you just go over and ask?
I didn't see him outside and then like. Say, hey, what's up with this couch? I might have done that had I seen him outside, but I wasn't going to go up to the door and be like, hey, can you take care of this couch? Like, clearly, I don't like confrontation. I'm not going to go out of my way to do that.
I love the fact that you used a door knocker instead of a doorbell. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you did.
That's the organizer in me. I'm a bigger fan of the knocking on the door rather than ringing the bell.
I never thought of that.
Oh, I hate disrupting dogs. Remy hates it when I ring the doorbell. Knocking isn't that much better for him either.
I was going to say.
But you don't want to disrupt the dogs, so the bell's usually more of a nuisance to them than the knocking on the door.
They go more crazy?
Yeah. At least in my opinion. That's my experience.
As a community organizer?
Yeah.
All right.
I've knocked these amount of doors, and so I prefer the knock over the...
Friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, compared to the doorbell ringing, I prefer the knocking.
I once knocked while I was campaigning in 2004. I knocked on a house and an older woman came to the door, and honest to goodness, I literally like had to step back because of the reek of cat. And she had, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, at least 15 to 20 cats that I could see.
Oh, geez. Yeah. That's a set of tangents for another day there. We can go about some of those door knocking.
Yeah. I also once got run off of a porch by a guy who said he was going to shoot me. Have you ever been threatened like that doing door knocking in campaigns?
No. I've never had anything like that. So I'm grateful. at least not to like the knowledge.
In beautiful
like...
Reedstown, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I just fly through Reedstown now. I don't want to take it.
You don't want to take any bad chances.
Me and my sister, maybe somebody else, we were doing doors, and this one guy literally came out and said, get the blank off my porch or I'm going to shoot your blankety blank butt. And I told my sister, I said,
come on. No soliciting sign would have done the trick. Come on.
I said, we're done here. Back up. Thank Luke. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Thank you. Back with hour two after this one. Civic Media.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Austin, Texas today, where police say they've arrested a suspect in a series of shootings that left 6 people dead and 3 injured, including 2 officers. Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson.
We are working with other law enforcement agencies, including the Bexar County Sheriff's Office,